even before the exit poll results were announced, when she cast her ballot in front of an army of reporters, Dalia Grybauskaitė appeared confident she would become Lithuania's first female president. First polls showed that most voters believe Grybauskaitė has what it takes to lead the country out of its most serious economic crisis in years. According to the exit polling, only about 1 in 10 voters favored her closest rival, Social Democrat lawmaker Alkirdas Butkevičius. The winner of the presidential election will replace President Valdas Adamkus, who is stepping down in July after completing a second and final 5-year term. Analysts say Lithuania's main political parties and politicians are widely disliked because of the current economic downturn, and their reputations have been overshadowed by corruption allegations. The 53-year-old Grybauskaitė, who is the European Union's budget commissioner, decided to run for president as an independent after public anger flared in January over Lithuania's economic collapse. A rock-throwing crowd attacked parliament in what observers described as the worst street violence the Baltic nation had seen since it regained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Grybauskaitė told journalists Sunday that the economic tensions show it is time for change in the country. She explains that she voted for herself, as in her words, Lithuania's local political establishment is so boring for people that they want to see some new faces. Grybauskaitė adds that in these difficult times, she wants to give her experience as European Commissioner to her Baltic nation. Grybauskaitė would inherit leadership of a country that was long considered more stable than its Baltic neighbors. But just released EU statistics show the economy plummeted nearly 10% in the first quarter of 2009, compared to the previous 3 months. Unemployment in March stood at more than 15%, a dramatic jump from just over 4% a year earlier. Grybauskaitė has said she wants to help formulate a policy that will stabilize public finances, stimulate exports, absorb EU aid faster, and provide tax breaks for small and medium-sized businesses. After a presidential election, the government has to resign and be reappointed. Although the new president is likely to nominate the same prime minister, Grybauskaitė has not ruled out choosing new ministers. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.